Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1907, Jacob Cabino / 5J's Sanitation. And Mr. Lank, before you begin, I believe that our company does a fair amount of business with Mr. Cabino, so I am going to abstain just on the case that someone might think that I would be influenced by a toilet.
The sanitation part.
Yeah. He's looking at me, he doesn't know who I am.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in the AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a porta potty storage and service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 269A, also known as Simpler Branch Road, 1,850 feet north of Route 47, also known as Johnson Road.
That's what it is.
Gentlemen, for the benefit of the record, I will pass down copies of site plan for this application. The applicant submitted a site plan with his application, and it does include some site plan information. We also received some agency comments on this application, first being from the Department of Transportation. It was submitted in the form of a facilities report on April 18th of 2011 and references that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The current level of service A of Short Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. There was a memorandum dated August 3rd of 2011 and it advises that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. The proposed storage and service facility is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And to date, that's the only comments that we have received on this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lake. You, sir, are?
Jacob Cabino, reside at 21754 Simple Branch Road.
And you've heard what our director has stated. Is there any additional information you want to provide for the benefit of the commission?
I've made up a 10 copies, but I don't know how many people are going to be here, but there's just a little summary and some signed papers from just about every neighbor on my street that I'd like to give to you. I got a copy for everybody if you want them, or I can give them to one person.
Are you start with the attorney? Okay.
See how many we got.
Why don't you keep one for yourself?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. There's 7 of you?
Yeah, we'll make sure they make it in the record.
I've got 10 because they said it might be 10 people, so I don't know. See if we got enough there.
Well, that's good enough, thanks. And these will be made part of the record.
Everybody does have a copy of the site plan that I submitted, correct? Underneath of my written summary, I just did a little hand-drawn map to show you basically the three roads that surround me, the houses on my side of the road, and a few houses on the other side of the road. The blue naturally indicates my shop, the back of my property, which is 900 feet from the road. All the little pink arrows are people that signed the questionnaire that you see behind the map. The only ones I couldn't get, there's one house for sale, nobody there. The end house on the corner down to the right is vacant. There's a state-owned facility three houses down from me. I don't know what that is, but I didn't go there for any signatures because it's a state-owned, I didn't know who to contact. The only one house that I didn't get on the whole road that was available is the left-hand corner, and they're on vacation. Couldn't get them. But everybody that I talked to had no quabbles, no disagreements with me being there, no problems with my few trucks going in and out, no problems with stench, no problems of any sort that they could come back at me and say that they want to correct it. I feel that I've been there since 1986. I don't know that anybody has complained before for any reason. This is my sole proprietorship, my sole income. My wife answers the phone. I drive the trucks, and I have two sons that help on occasion. I basically store portable toilets in the back lot. Naturally, they come and go. They go to construction sites, marinas, parks, whoever may need a portable toilet, emergency situations, whatever. I have to send trucks out to service them. So I have a few service trucks. None of my trucks are heavy duty. The heaviest one is 24,000, nothing requires a CDL, so they're medium duty trucks. As a rule, right now, with the economy the way it is, one truck a day as an average. Occasionally, another truck may have to go out and make a delivery or pick up. On occasion, two trucks a day. Summertime, naturally, everybody maybe wants extra cleanings, or there's picnics on the weekends that we got to deliver and pick up or whatever. But as a rule, it's minimized to one or two trucks in and out a day. Normal hours are 7 to 5. I'm not saying I don't start early when it's hot. Sometimes I start at 6. Sometimes I work a little later. On the weekends, you know, I get emergency service calls. Sometimes I have to go out. I try to keep everything as quiet and neat as I can. The trucks are back 900 feet, so nobody can hardly even hear them running when I start them up. I back them all in at the end of the day, so when I take off in the morning, the backup alarms don't ring, beep, 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 well, back through the woods and everything. So I think I try to comply and do the best I can to keep my neighbors happy. I've never had any complaints, so I don't know who did or why, but I'm here trying to see if I can continue to stay at my place of operation, because I really have nowhere else to go. I mean, with the economy the way it is, I have several toilets in the yard that used to be out that are no longer out because there's not that much construction going on. It's not like it used to be 4 or 5 years ago anyway. So I'm struggling, you know, trying to make a living. If I have to move and I have to pay rent to stay somewhere else, I don't know if I can continue to be in business. So my request is that hopefully you guys can grant me conditional use here and let me keep operating.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Covino. And there may be a few questions that the gentleman up here may have for you, and I'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Covino.
Excuse me for 1 minute. I didn't go over this picture. If you want me to, I was just going to go through it real quick. If you look at the plot plan and you start out, I have all the pictures numbered.
Yes.
Start out, the first picture shows my entranceway. It's just a blacktop driveway going back through the woods, which is basically this time of year, like driving under a canopy. You know, the trees are over top to drive the whole way back. First picture is the entrance. The second picture is the split, where it goes to my house to the left and straight on back to my garage and toilet area. The third picture shows my house to the left. The fourth picture shows from the split looking back towards my operation. The fifth picture is the beginning, when you first see the garage and a few toilets, and the second two pictures are just looking at my garage from two different angles, see my trucks inside and how the toilets are lined up, what have you. My house is probably on a half acre cleared. The Y that you see is, you know, one of the other spots you can see this cleared, and the back where the garage is probably an acre cleared. And truthfully, the only one who can see me is probably Alan Corman when he sprays, and the state police helicopter when they fly over to go to BB. Most of the neighbors, when I talked to them, didn't even know I was back there. We see you going up and down the road, but we didn't know where you were, you know, so it's not like I was creating a problem to anybody. I got from some of them the buses that come to the state place there we hear them, we're, you know, we didn't even know you were here, but we hear them all the time with our backup alarms. I mean, basically everybody didn't even realize, you know, there's a few new people. Gentleman with me has been here since as long as I have, but most everybody was like, you know, you're not bothering us, you know. So I don't know who made the complaint, like I said, but hopefully you guys can see fit to give me a conditional.
Okay, so Mr. Smith?
Well, Mr. Capino, you're certainly prepared with your paperwork, shall we say. Sir, you said your hours generally...
7 to 5 normally.
7 to 5, but sometimes...
No.
If you were blessed with more business,
well, like I said,
six.
You know, when it's hot, I'm not going to be the first to say that I might leave at 6:30 or, you know what I mean, to try to get a beat on the heat for the day.
Mm-hmm.
There is times when I get emergency calls, you know. Somebody took a crap, they got a household company, can you bring us 2 toilets tonight? Or can you bring us 2 on Saturday or Sunday? Whatever. You know, it's a service business. Mm-hmm. It's like when it snows, everybody's got to go plow snow. So if somebody calls, I got to answer the call, you know. But it's not every day. It's occasional.
And it's you and another employee do the trucking aspect, and your wife does the telephone.
My wife answers the phone. Yeah. I drive every day of the week.
Okay.
My sons help. One day, one son helps me. He goes out and does a run, cleaning mm-hmm. toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an older gentleman that helps me deliver toilets on occasion, mm-hmm. as of right now. Now, 5 years ago, I had 3 or 4 employees, and 2 or 3 trucks were going out every day. I have a total of 4 trucks. I have a pumper that I take everything over to Seaford to dump. That's where I dump all my waste. I have 2 small pumpers that clean portable toilets and a flatbed for delivering toilets. At present, I have 4 trucks and a pickup.
Mm-hmm. You have a trailer?
Pardon me?
You have a flatbed trailer.
I have a flatbed truck that'll hold
truck.
8 toilets.
Okay.
And I do have a little small trailer that goes behind it that'll hold 6 more.
So I went by the site the other day, and as you said, this time of year, I guess from April till October.
Yeah, summer months.
It's got to be well concealed.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts if the commission and ultimately county council approved your request and said, you know, we wanted to see some type of fencing around the area where you're storing these toilets outside?
Would I have a problem with that?
Yes, sir. Would that be a hardship?
No, at present, I don't think anybody can see them unless they're 10 feet away.
Because
of the growth of the woods, you know. Yeah, but no problem.
I'm just trying to get some
questions. I'll do whatever I can to cooperate.
For the record. Yes. The application reads not only the storage, which I get that storage aspect. What is the service? Do you have to do things? Do you have to, like, repair the roofs and the doors and the
service
inside?
Is basically, as I was saying, to go out on the job. You know, when they're out, you have to service them every week. You have to go out, pump
okay.
them out, restore okay. the paper, the deodorant blocks, clean them up.
Okay.
So that's basically the service part of it. When they come in the yard, naturally, they get scrubbed up. If there's a broken hinge, you fix it. If there's, you know what I mean?
So, and if it's beyond repair, something
to beyond repair, then it goes to the dump.
Then you
and that happens. Trust me. They get ran into, flipped over, burned. You know, it's a tough business.
All right. You're showing some parking here. And that's all in the gravel area?
Yeah, it's right back by the building. It's a place where anybody, I mean, there's plenty of room back there for parking. Were you back there? Excuse me, did you say you were
No,
back?
I went by the site, but I did not drive all the way
okay.
back. No,
well,
so
if you care to, you're welcome to come back and look and see there's ample places to park, but I really don't have anybody coming. The only ones that ever really go back there is the guy that picks up my dumpster twice a month and a UPS truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, everything
so,
else yeah. is just my trucks going and coming, you know. Customers very rarely come for anything, and if they do, it would be up to the house to make a payment or something, which is, like I said, rare.
Okay. That's all I have for now,
Mr.
Chairman.
Mr. Ross? I guess there's no sign requirement. You don't need a sign. There's not one there now, so you don't need a sign of any kind showing your business?
No, I never have, no.
And then, I guess, just between you and me, how often does Mr. Wheatley use your service? I mean, how often does he need the porta potty?
Pardon me?
I'm just joking.
I didn't hear the question.
It's a chairman.
Probably just as well.
Gotta have some Mr. Burton. Moments,
is there any pumping on site at all?
Pardon me?
Are you doing any pumping of the stations on site?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, they may get picked up and they still have stuff in them when you pick them up. The guy on the flatbed's got a lift truck, so he drags them on. I mean, a lift gate, drags them on, breaks them in. And yeah, when they come back, they get pumped out into the same truck that would service them out there. And then that's all dumped into a bigger truck, which is in turn taken to Seaford to dump in the facility over there.
Okay, so the dumping goes from the potties to the truck to the Seaford.
To the disposal.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Dubb?
No questions.
Council?
None for me, thanks.
Mr. Covino, I would say that I did drive to see your property. It's probably your grandson that chased me out on the bicycle.
It might have been. He said that, he should pop up. Somebody was back here yesterday in a car, and I don't know who it was.
Yep. He was a good security man.
He helps, too. He likes to come help, too. He rents the toilets with a hose and stuff.
Okay.
Into it already. He wants to do this for a living. I tell him I'd kill him.
Well, Mr. Covino, if you'll have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Right. Did I give everybody enough copies?
Yes.
Yep.
You're a good shape. Thanks.
Thank you very much, guys.
Is there anyone here who wants to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir.
My name is Robert N. Lewis. I have the property that is next to Jake's, and let me say this to start with. Jake is about one of the best neighbors that I ever had. You ask about a fence, and he said no, but he does have a fence, him and I both. It's the woods. And my home is roughly around 300 feet from his home, and then his business is to the back of that, and I can't see his home, let alone the toilets. Now, the toilets are, I think, from what I had seen, they're over toward my line. He has 7 acres, and I have 7 acres right alongside of it. And there has never, ever been any problem at all. I mean, he isn't even pushed, but I say up against the line. Now, he just had it surveyed, and I, when the surveyors were there, I was wondering why he was having it surveyed. And as far as noise, Jake has his driveway blacktopped, and when he had it blacktopped, I was out there, and I said to him, I said, you know, Jake, I won't even be able to hear you going in and out of here anymore. Well, because he had stones before. And let me say this, that he doesn't go in and out there fast. And I think it's because of the deer running back and forth across the driveway that he didn't want to hit them. But since he has blacktopped it, which is quite a few years, you don't even hear him. Now, I get up between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, and I open the curtain, which the view's at, and it's to his driveway. Now, I can't see his home. And his trucks go out of there, and I can't even hear him. I might see him, but now that's with the door closed. And even, well, like this morning, I had it open, and I've never seen him go in or heard him go in and out, especially speeding or anything. If you ever use the porta potty, you know, I'm talking about the majority of them, they're not a sweet smelling place. But I was over at Roosevelt Inlet one evening with my wife, and she had to use one, and I said, there's Jake's. And I knew it was clean because I had rented one off of them when we had our family reunion. Instead of the children running in and out of the house, I got him to put one there. And my wife isn't happy about going in, but she went in and she came out, and she said, that is the sweetest smelling toilet that I have ever been in. And I'm here to tell you, if you have to use a toilet, and you see one that's 5J's, you go in it. And I'll tell you what, you'll find out it's very nice. And I actually don't know what the problem is, because he's very friendly, and he has a good, he keeps things clean and whatnot. Now, there's trees down and stuff, but then I got a lot of trees down too. But other than that, as far as the toilets, I can't see any opposition at all to them.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Well, is there anyone else who would like to speak in support of conditional use number 1907? Does anyone want to speak in opposition? Not seeing any, then close the public hearing. And if our chairman will come back, I'll gladly move aside.